You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Kristen Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
Summer days here at All Action Sports Radio, Memorial Day weekend. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, action sports, this is when it thrives. This is when it's at its most epic. Skateboarding, surfing, you have X Games coming around the corner. Street League just started this past week. It's big. This is the moment. You have skateboarding day coming up. You have surfing day coming up. Kids getting out of school. Nothing better. Nothing better. Best time of the year by far. You guys seen the one about that crazy teacher who, like, attacked those kids on a skateboard? It's like, it's kind of bizarro. You have to check it out on our Facebook page, All Action Sports Radio. But basically, a local elementary teacher was caught on video, you know, confronting skateboarders, and he pushes one kid off a skateboard, grabs the skateboard, and he threatens another kid with a skateboard, and then he tries to throw the skateboard up on a roof, and it falls down comically. And the thing about it is, this guy's a school teacher. I think he teaches third grade. And once the superintendent saw it, they suspended him. And now they reinstated him back in the school, and a whole bunch of parents are up in arms, and they plan on boycotting the school until this guy is gone. But the video is absolutely hysterical. You have to check it out. It's not cool what he did, but, you know, don't mess with a skateboarder, I guess. But you got to see the video. It's pretty hysterical. It's pretty hysterical. All right, we have a great show this week here on All Action Sports Radio. My name is Wes. I'm your host this week on All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Don't forget, we have our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter contests here at All Action Sports Radio. And the way it works is like this. You like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, and Pam, our booking agent or producer for, let's get technical, she has randomly written down a number, and when that Facebook like number is liked by someone in our listening audience, or that follow number on Twitter or Instagram, she will contact you, and you can pick something out of our All Action Sports Radio swag bag. We have t-shirts, backpack, wheels, the whole nine yards. So follow us on Facebook at All Action Sports Radio. You can follow us on Twitter, All Action Sport, no S, and Instagram, All Action Sports Radio. And once you do that, you're eligible to win a prize. And if you want more, you can go to www.audible.fm/All Action Sports Radio, and you can hear all of our podcasts here at All Action Sports Radio. How many times did I say All Action Sports Radio? It's like a drinking game. We should use that. All right, coming up, we have motocross, Jason Weingant, Racer X Online. He's also the NBC announcer for the outdoors. And we'll be talking to pro surfer Koa Rothman, Billy Bong's XXL Wave Tube Award winner and Wipeout of the Year winner. And man, that tube was gigantic. You have to see it to believe it. And our man, Koa Rothman, is stopping by All Action Sports Radio and looking forward to that. Dude's only 20 years old, man, and just killing it. And then we have pro BMX rider Chad Kagi. He has been on the Nitro Circus Tour, and he's on the hunt for his next X Games gold at the Austin X Games, which is happening in Texas. And that's, you know, it's been in L.A. Now they moved it to Austin, so that ought to be cool. Ryan Simmons, our resident surf expert, he's going to be talking about the ASP Tour. The Fuji Women's Pro is happening right now, and the men's stop is the 1st through the 13th in Fuji. We have a song of the week, a new one by Linkin Park. You want to stick around and listen for that. But before we get to all that, we have our man, Jason Weingant from Racer X Online now. And we're back, just as I promised, here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And we're hitting our motocross segment with Jason Weingant. He is the RacerX Online editor, who also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil MMA Motocross and the GNCC Series. And, drum roll please. No, we already said this last week. NBC. He is the new NBC face for the outdoors, and he is with us on All Action Sports Radio. Jason, you're flying in for Glen Helen tonight, today, right now?
Yeah, pretty much. Headed to the airport in a little bit. Got to be there by Thursday afternoon, so I'm rolling.
All right, we're in the outdoor season this weekend at Glen Helen Raceway in San Bernardino, California. And I think I said this last week. I don't want to be repetitive, but I do feel the speed. Did you get that? Is that part of NBC's broadcast, feel the speed?
I'll throw that in there for you if the track doesn't make me do it, which I don't think they've required anything. I'll throw it in there just for you.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
Yeah. All right. Hey, feel the speed. Actually, I won't need to say it. You'll just feel it.
No, the fans will be waving those towels. Feel the speed. Feel the speed. All right, hey, Jason, RaceRex this past week hosted a ride day at Glen Helen to let the pros break in the track for the race. How was that? Do you know, did anything come out of that? Was it just routine?
It's not quite routine because Glen Helen's weird. They do have practice there all the time. Like, every Thursday all year you can ride there. Hang on a second. Every Thursday all year you can ride there. So it's like, oh, everybody's going to have an unfair advantage. They don't really set the track up like they do for this national all the other Thursdays. So this ride day is a pretty big deal. I think they've had a few other days like this where they run all the hills and they prep the track up and all. The riders still probably wasn't quite exactly the way it would be. The layout was the same and the dirt is a little different. It's not exactly the way it'll be on Saturday, but it was darn close. So it definitely meant something for sure.
Well, it was a hot promo, and it's posted on our Facebook page at All Action Sports Radio, and I'm sure you can check it out at RaceRex Online if you want to see some a little action before we get into Glen Helen. All right, now, we talked about Ryan Dungey a little bit last week. You know, he is a champion. We all know that, and he was the runner-up for the outdoors last year, and you handicapped him as the man to beat going into this weekend, right?
Yeah. Anytime Villopoto's not been there, Dungey's been the champ, and he's usually the closest to Villopoto. It all comes down to, I think, how much will James Stewart improve. Last year, Dungey had him covered, no doubt, outdoors. This year in Supercross, Stewart got a lot better than he was last year. So if Stewart's a lot better in motocross, Dungey might have a problem on his hand.
And I think he's a little embittered about that accident in the last race of the indoor season, and I think he's hungry. But, you know, I talked about who I thought the contenders were for the title this summer, and I said James Stewart, Ryan Dungey, Ken Roczen, and Justin Barcia. And, of course, you had your four. And I got some emails, some tweets, people saying I left out Mike Alesi. Were we wrong to leave out Mike Alesi?
Well, you were right, actually, to leave Mike Alesi off, because at this moment, Mike Alesi is not planning on actually racing the championship.
What?
Well, it's very strange. They've said they're going to race Glen Helen, and then they're headed north, and they're going to race the Canadian Nationals, which start the next weekend. That's bizarre. That's crazy. They always have a plan. I don't know if it's a good one. But I will say that if Mike were to dominate Glen Helen, I don't think he will, but if he did, I wouldn't be surprised if they change their mind and stay in the U.S.
You know, that is bizarre. You know what I mean? I mean, he's always done – I guess you're doing Glen Helen because he's always done well at Glen Helen, but they did make that PR piece that they were going to go to Canada. You said it was kind of foolish. You still feel that way?
Yeah, I do. One of their main arguments was that 2 years ago they finished second in the series behind Dungey, and the factories didn't come with any money or parts or sponsors or anything, and they said, well, if second's not good enough, but we'll try to win in Canada and see what that does. But just from what I know of that Canadian series, it doesn't get the publicity. If you're wondering why you didn't get sponsors in the U.S., you're not going to get it by going to Canada. It's just the way it seems to be.
Unbelievable. Hey, yeah. Around the corner is the X Games, the Enduro race. Does that spark any interest, you know, from the professional riders? Is anybody jumping over to do the X Games?
The problem with the Endurocross thing as it is now is that it's become quite the specialty. I think they started doing that type of racing about 10 years ago, and no one had ever done it before, so anyone could jump in and do well. But you now have full-time guys who do nothing but ride and train for that. So it's virtually impossible for anyone in any other type of racing, supercross, motocross, whatever, to get in there and do well enough to be worth going to. So it's kind of become its own little cottage industry. They're endurocross riders, and that's all they do.
So virtually no interest from the stars or anybody?
No, because if anyone, I don't care who it is, you know, if you were Dungey or Stewart or somebody like that and you wanted to get the exposure of being in the X Games, you just know that you probably wouldn't do well in a sport you've never done before against guys who do it every day. So what's the point? You're just going to go there and look bad. So it's kind of too bad, really. It was cool in the early days when everyone could take a swing at it. But that's the way it is. The sport grew, and now guys can make money at it, so they're going to practice all the time.
And that's the way it is. He's the voice of NBC Outdoors. He is the online editor for RaceRex Online, Jason Weingant. And if you want to know, I got to get this spiel down better. And if you want the latest in moto and supercross news, go to RaceRexOnline.com for the most up-to-date info on all your moto stars with Jason Weingant. And you can also follow him on Twitter at RaceRex Online. We'll see you at Glen Helen, Jason.
Go to promotocross.com, folks, if you want info on this weekend's race, where to watch it, how to get tickets, all that. Promotocross.com.
Got it. Promotocross.com. Thanks, Jason. All right, coming up, we have Cole Rothman, Big Wave Surfer, here on All Access Sports Radio.